What episode is this?
This is episode 240.
240. Smoke them if you got them.
No, that's 420.
Oh, my bad.
Lightweight.
Oh, I've never done it day of my life.
Well, now it's legal. You totally can.
Yeah, but see, I already suffer from paranoia. So the thought of doing weed and increasing that, just no, no.
We'll keep you off the coke then. But weed,
goddamn.
It's never made me paranoid.
Can you fucking imagine me on coke? That is, Jesus. I might get my house cleaned. That's
I
about
shudder
it.
At the idea of any musical theater actor on coke.
Right.
Like, you guys aren't hyper enough.
No, I've never done a drug in my life. I've only ever wanted to try one.
Right.
I've wanted to try ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm too old and fat, so I wanted to try ecstasy when I was young and pretty and could get laid.
I can't believe poppers are still a thing.
Poppers will always be a thing, thanks to Big Fatty, if nothing else. Big Fatty keeps poppers in business.
Yeah, I've got a jalapeno popper problem, but a couple of those and I'm flying to a
don't
restroom.
Snort those, trust me. Ooh. If you thought cum in your eye burns.
It burns.
Nothing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now I'm too old and fat.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2691. Hello, BFO, for Monday the 21st of May 2018. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and I've got some quiz program predictions. Yes, Big Fatty! And shyness, Big Fatty. I just love that toe tapper. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Big Fatty, it always goes well after you play that little ditty. Oh, my little ditty. Big Fatty, you made it for ya. It is Monday indeed. And y'all, we are, this is the penultimate week for the old gal, for her regular little show, next to the last. Next, Big Fatty, can it get his, move the show forward. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening. I can't recall anything of interest going on Thursday evening. So, y'all, we'll go right to phone right and, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's cone beef hash that I had from a brofkus on Sunday. Big Fatty, that was hours ago. It's true. It's still coming up. Yes, Big Fatty. It was a relatively quiet day in the coal mine. In fact, it was just me and the Skull's replacement most of the day on full right. And y'all, you know, it's just, you know, it's the summertime. You know, there's not a lot of mining that goes on. The canaries have to go to the canary veterinary. Beep! Hey! And you know, they have to have the black lung checkups and all, and so y'all, it's quiet. It's quiet in the coal mine on Fridays, and y'all, this coming week, let's just look here. I've got the mechanical right here, not the mechanical, the what is this thing called? The cellular telephonic device, y'all. I'm gonna just let you know how many days Big Fatty's got left working at the y'all as of today. Monday, I got 39 total days. I think 30 of those are are work days, and y'all, I'm off 9 of those. So 21 work days left. And y'all, this week, y'all, I'm being taken to lunch one day by some folks. Yes, people, they just want to make sure you get the hell out of there. And once they buy you lunch, you have to leave, I guess so. Y'all, Thursday, we have coal mine appreciation day. So, y'all, that'll be another free lunch. Yes, Big Betty, living off the dole, as they say. What is that? Off the dole. That's a Big Betty. That's an old term. Y'all, I'm just going to go over here to the goggle. Big Betty, you're not prepared. Dr. Stone would know what off the dole is. Here it is. No longer receiving money that a government gives to people who do not have jobs or who are very poor. They've been off the dole for a year. Oh, well, I'm about to go on the dole, I guess. Yes, Big Betty. Okay, that was an improper use of that term. Big Betty, what else is new on the BFO? Nothing. came home afternoon, and y'all went for a nipple walk through Fat Acres. It was very pleasant. We've had a lot of rain in Charleston this week, and Big Fatty, you know, the old gal would be pulling out that crying baby. The happy baby, I think. Yes, Big Fatty. But I got my nipple walk in, and y'all, it was just a nice evening. Y'all, I spent a little time out there on the veranda of the villa, and I can't think that I did anything of interest for right evening. Y'all got up Saturday. Y'all, did you watch the royal wedding? Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I did not get up at 4 a.m. in the morning when it started. But, y'all, I guess the coverage went from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the CBS. Yes, Big Betty. And what was I going to say about it? Y'all, they had that Gayle King. That's Oprah's friend. She was not invited. Big Betty, I thought I saw Oprah. No, Gayle King was not invited. Oprah was invited to the wedding. But Gayle King was there along with the other folks. And y'all, it looks like she was having a good old time. And so I watched like the last 2 hours of it after I got up, and y'all, they showed all the highlights and all that kind of stuff and all. And, y'all, it was, it's one of those things that it doesn't happen very often, but you know, I think that's what makes it novel. And y'all, I'm afraid that the next time there's, something to do with the royals, it's going to be the old gal, Big Betty Vera. No, the queen or Prince Philip are going to be laid to rest. Yes, Big Betty. So it was interesting to watch. Y'all had a lovely quiet morning here in the villa. Y'all, did I do any running around? I don't think I did. I'm trying to think here for a second. Big Fatty, I know that gets difficult. I did have a potential gentleman caller, but y'all, it just didn't work out and everything. So I'm really kind of glad that it didn't. Big Fatty, you know you're getting old when you're glad potential gentleman callers didn't work out. Y'all, I did, I picked up some petroleum. Y'all, it was $2.49 a gallon, I think, is what I paid for it. Y'all, then that afternoon, y'all, I had taken out some barbecue ribs. And I cook them on the grill. And y'all, I bake some Vidalia onions with the butter and salt and pepper, and put them on the grill. Also, y'all, they're just as tender as they could be. And y'all, it was just delicious supper. Y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke with Gavin and Jim, and old Stink Pot was there. Was there anybody else? I think that it was just the four of us. But y'all, we in honor of the royal wedding, the Pone theme was the Gingers. And y'all, I gotta say, I gotta give a big shout out to DJ Ron down there in the in Tampa. I big man thought he was in St. Pete. Same thing. Y'all, he had quite the collection of ginger Pone. So a big Eddie, you letting the cat out of the bag. But anyway, y'all did that. Y'all then went out to, y'all, we went to our new little drinking hole. And y'all, it was me and Durwood and Big Dick and Granny. And y'all, Granny brought a little gentleman caller with him. Yes, Big Granny. And we'll call him Sparky. That's not his name, but I can't remember what his real name is. But we'll call him Sparky. And y'all, Sparky was quick-witted. And I was very impressed with Sparky. It's not Sparky. What was his name? It was... anyway, it was something like Sparky, but, anyway, y'all came home, slept like a baby, yes, Big Betty, but you didn't poop the bed. No, I didn't. I think I had just had enough gin. Oh, yes, Big Betty. Y'all, rain, y'all, we got 5 inches of rain, in Charleston, on Saturday, and then, y'all, Sunday afternoon, after I'd got up and had my coon beef hash for my brufkas and read the paper and drank my coffee, y'all, I washed my under big fatty everything but underpants, washed my clothes, hung them all up, and y'all, then it started getting dark again, and y'all, I decided it was time for a good old nip-a-nap. Big fatty, some would call that the big old Big Ricky nip-a-nap. Well, it was almost a Big Ricky nip-a-nap, y'all. I really kind of conked out, and y'all, it was raining. It was perfect. It was just perfect. And y'all, now I am sitting here recording the little show. And y'all, I I forgot this, y'all. There was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Betty. Yeah, I guess y'all, the first is a little cream-colored envelope addressed to the BFO Studios. We're just going to see what this is. And it, oh, Big Fanny, you're invited to something. Let's just see. Oh! Y'all, it's Big Fanny's picture. Y'all, it is, I am addressed. It's an invitation for me to come to a... what is this? It's a retirement drop-in for Big Fatty. So, Big Fatty, are you gonna go? Well, I'll have to. Well, no RSVP necessary. I guess they'll just they'll just have to wait and see if I show up. So anyway, well, thank you, coal mine, for that. And y'all, the second one, it's from my my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from down there in the future. And y'all, he's oh, Big Betty, oh, you got to do something. I do. Hang on. Yeah, y'all, it's a grandma card. And it's from Straight Bob. And y'all, there's a picture of Santa Claus and with his full bag. Be Fatty Mulligan. And y'all, it says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. He says right here, Merry Crema 2017. I hope this card makes it on time. To the loveliest man I know, the only guy I think that may have a bigger sack than Santa Baby. Hope you get lots. Love, your international straight boyfriend, XOXO. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much. That is awfully nice of you to do that. And it did not make it on time, but... You know what? When your international straight boyfriend wants to send you something, it's time whenever you get it. Yes, Big Fatty! Just curious, have you sent Gare his crema card yet?
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
No! Yeah, I see, now, y'all, I'm not going down in the Fat Cave because I don't have time. But, y'all, tonight is the finals of the dancing athletes. And, y'all, it's down to either Adam Rippon or Josh Norman. He's the football player. Or Tonya Harding. And, I think everybody was a little surprised that Tonya Harding was in it. But, y'all, I gotta say that if Adam Rippon does not win, y'all, there's something terribly, terribly, terribly wrong is all I gotta say. Y'all, we are down to, and that's tonight, Monday night. Y'all, we are down to the end of the Survivor. Ghost Island, y'all, it all ends on Hump Day Night. They're down to, let's just see if I can find it right here. It doesn't really show Survivor Home. Let's just see. I don't know if I can tell you who all is left. Let me look if I can see the pictures. Let's just look at the pictures of everybody. They are down to the very end. They're going to have a two-hour season finale Wednesday, followed by the one-hour reunion. Y'all, the ones that are left are Dominic and Donathan and Wendell and Laurel and Sebastian and the older lady. What is her name? Is it Angela? Y'all, I think they're going to get rid of Dominic and Wendell. And y'all, I think the end three are going to be Donathan and Sebastian and Laurel. And y'all, I wouldn't be surprised if Sebastian wins. Oh, did I gotta see Big Fatty, isn't Sebastian Rick of Jerry and Rick? Isn't that one of his players? It is indeed. And y'all, I wouldn't be surprised if Donathan wins too. But I'm gonna tell you what, Sebastian's been under the radar all season long. And if Dominic or Wendell win, I'm gonna be upset. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show, and Seda, you know, Big Fatty's gonna have to redo some of his bumpers. Now that the old gal's stepping away, would you like to audition for one of them? Just give us your best shot there.
No, I'm too old and fat.
Oh, Big Fatty, that one's pretty good, but he can still walk. That may knock him out.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.